after the chemical leak from the Freedom Industries site was discovered, some blame was quickly placed on the State Department of Environmental Protection for not properly regulating the tanks. But soon enough, both the public and state lawmakers found out the DEP had no authority over the inspection of those tanks. That quickly changed as the 2014 legislative session progressed, passing a law to create a registration and inspection program. Department Secretary Randy Huffman joined me earlier this week to discuss where his department stands in the implementation of that bill.
Well, in 2014, before we had the legislation that we have now, we were we did not have the requirement to do any kind of tank inspections, and the regulatory authority to tackle tank integrity issues, based upon the risk that they may pose to our waterways, is something that didn't exist at the time. Senate Bill 373 changed that. And so now we do have all of that authority that would have been necessary to have prevented a Freedom type spill or leak. We have that now. And the rules have not yet been promulgated, but that's okay. The requirements to register the tanks, the requirements to inspect the tanks and turn those certifications into us, so they exist. And that's happening right now. And that regulatory authority is in place, and it's starting to work. We're starting to see some good things.
We're at the point right now where the rule for your department is out on public comment. So can you detail for me what that rule says, what that rule does?
Oh, wow. It's a pretty comprehensive rule. I want to say it's about 80 pages, which is pretty long. We had to put a rule in place that would allow us to be able to administratively manage 50,000 tanks. You have to put some priorities on them. You have to decide which ones are going to get the most of your attention.
Are the bill and the subsequent rule enough? Can the people of West Virginia at this point trust that their government has is protecting their health and their environment?
The short answer to your question, Ashton, is yes. The bill and subsequent rule do all that can be done, we think, to provide the kinds of protections. What people have to understand, and I say this a lot in the regulatory business, is that paper doesn't stop things from happening. A piece of paper or because something is the law of the land, that can't stop a tank from leaking. This bill will do more moving forward than it does necessarily today, because the integrity of these tanks and tank farms didn't change the day the bill was passed. Those things will change over time as we enforce the provisions of the bill and as people come into compliance. We're already getting in inspection results where they are claiming that their own tanks are not fit for service. That is the testimony to the effectiveness of the legislation. We already, and certainly in a matter of the next few weeks, will have tanks, some tanks, being drained that would otherwise not have been.
There's a new majority in the legislature this year, and some people are already speculating that the Republicans are going to revisit that bill. Are you all hearing anything? Are you all expecting anything?
I'm not hearing anything different than what everyone's hearing, and that is speculation. It's speculation and it's rumor. I don't know the answer to that. I don't have any official channels. We've not been asked to do anything, but I'm sure we'll be having some conversations with the legislative leadership as we move into the coming weeks.
Since my interview with Secretary Huffman Wednesday, the Associated Press has reported that of the nearly 50,000 above-ground storage tanks registered to the DEP, some 20,000 have not received the inspection certifications that were due January 1st.